Welcome back to the Business Book Club, where we break down the world's most impactful business and personal development books into actionable insights you can apply today. In this episode, we're diving into a book that's all about confidence, mindset, and stepping into your power as an entrepreneur or business leader. Think Like a Boss by Maggie Collette. If you've ever doubted yourself, felt stuck in self-sabotage, or struggled to own your success, this book is a game changer. It's not just about running a business, it's about running your mind like a CEO. So let's explore the core principles that will help you think and act like a boss. Maggie's key message? Your business success will never outgrow your mindset. So many entrepreneurs focus on strategies, social media hacks, sales funnels, marketing plans, but forget that the real foundation is confidence and belief. If you're constantly second-guessing yourself, avoiding big opportunities, or playing small because of fear, all the strategy in the world won't help. The big shift: stop thinking like an employee and start thinking like a boss. That means 1, taking ownership of your decisions. 2, embracing responsibility, not excuses. 3, believing you deserve success just as much as anyone else. This isn't fluffy. It's the mental framework that separates thriving entrepreneurs from those who burn out or give up. One of the boldest sections of this book tackles something we don't talk about enough: money mindset. Maggie argues that the stories we tell ourselves about money, like "I'm not good with numbers" or "charging high prices feels wrong," keep us stuck in scarcity. She flips the script by asking, "What if money is just energy? What if selling is serving?" That's a huge takeaway for anyone in business. If you believe money is bad or success is selfish, you'll subconsciously block opportunities. Maggie's advice? 1, get comfortable charging your worth. 2, stop apologizing for success. 3, reframe selling as helping people solve a problem. Here's a quote I love from her. "You can't expect people to invest in you if you don't first believe you're worth investing in." Collette makes it clear. Confidence isn't a personality trait, it's a skill you can build. And in business, it's non-negotiable. Think about it. Would you hire a coach, buy a product, or sign a deal with someone who doesn't sound confident? Probably not. Your confidence is your credibility. Maggie shares practical strategies like confidence anchors, which are quick rituals that put you in a powerful state before calls or presentations. Rewriting negative self-talk. Make sure you flip "I'm not ready" into "I'm learning and improving every day." And finally, celebrating small wins, because confidence compounds just like money. What the bottom line? If you want people to trust you, you need to trust yourself first. This isn't just a mindset book. It's also about visibility and positioning. Maggie says, you can be the best in your field, but if nobody knows you exist, you won't succeed. So you need to 1, show up consistently on social media. 2, share your story authentically, be you, and don't apologize for that. 3, position yourself as a leader, not just a service provider. One of her best tips is to stop worrying about being perfect. Your audience connects with real, not polished. On a personal note, my all-time favorite philosophy that I repeat to every team I have ever led: start now, get perfect later. As Maggie puts it, people buy from people. If they trust you, they'll buy from you, even if you're not the cheapest, even if you're not the most experienced. Think Like a Boss isn't just a pep talk. It's a practical guide for anyone who wants to step up, stop playing small, and start leading with confidence and clarity. Whether you're a business owner, a corporate leader, or someone thinking of making the leap into entrepreneurship, this book gives you the mindset tools you need to succeed. And here's the ultimate takeaway: the way you think determines the way you lead, and the way you lead determines the results you get. So ask yourself, are you thinking like a boss or like an employee in your own business? If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe, share it with someone who needs a confidence boost, and drop a comment. What's one mindset shift you're working on right now? Until next time, keep learning, keep leading, and keep thinking like a boss.